Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefing.
A surgeon has launched the AmplideX PCR-CE SMN1 and 2 Plus Kit, and according to the company, it provides the most comprehensive analysis of SMA genes in the market, and it does so in a matter of hours. SMA is caused by mutations in the SMN1 gene. This gene encodes the SMN protein that's critical for motor neuron survival. It's an autosomal recessive disorder. For a child to get it, they must inherit a copy of a mutated gene from both their mom and dad. Some people have extra copies of a second gene called SMN2, and the number of copies of this gene often affects the course of SMA. The more copies there are, the less severe the symptoms tend to be. This new kit quantifies the number of copies of the SMN1 and SMN2 genes. It also detects variants associated with SMN1 gene duplication. This allows the identification of silent carriers. It also sees whether the patient may have a less severe phenotype due to the SMN2 copy number. A scientific expert said that the identification of SMA carriers in patients, as well as what affects its diagnosis, requires the use of rapid, accurate, and comprehensive molecular diagnostic tools. This is to ensure individuals have timely access to the appropriate interventions. A surgeon said that their kit provides a more comprehensive analysis than existing commercial kits. Only a small amount of DNA, 20 nanograms, is required for the analysis. The analysis is also said to take less time and effort than other methods. It requires less than 1 hour of hands-on work and a total testing time of 4 hours. This kit ultimately combines speed, simplicity, and high performance. And with 2 approved therapies for SMA, Zolgensma and Spinraza, global efforts to screen all newborn babies for the disease are growing. Currently, 7 US states, Indiana, Missouri, Minnesota, New York, Pennsylvania, Utah, and Vermont, routinely screen newborns for SMA. And as of now, 16 other states have either passed laws requiring screening or are in the process of doing so. In the end, the president and CEO of Asuragen said that this new kit enables labs everywhere to quantify copy number and detect variants of significant clinical research interest, and it can be done with ease and simplicity. This wasn't ever possible with any alternative method.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today Forum's moderator and vlogger. Although Spinraza is becoming routine for some of you, for me it's anything but. So many variables can come into play, I never feel totally at ease. Despite the process being challenging, I am grateful for the opportunity. Plus, the hospital has warm blankets. At this point, I'm kind of losing track as to how many Spinraza injections I've had, but I believe I'm on dose 10. As with many of you, drawing my blood can be a challenge. Starting a week prior, I hydrate extra to plump up my minuscule veins. Since I don't have an SBC and have a limited PCA schedule, this can be difficult. This time around, my regular PCA called out sick all week long, throwing a wrench into my extra hydration plans. I still managed, for all the good it did. It took 3 pokes to get my blood for the labs. Surprise, the virgin still isn't pregnant. I assume all the other labs came back fine as well. Next challenge, transportation. Since switching medical transportation companies, my anxiety level has dropped significantly. However, I live in Minnesota, and it is the winter. We always add ample time to factor in for traffic and weather. It's a good thing we did, because the new driver paired with crummy roads added an hour onto our already long commute. My complicated spine might be the biggest hurdle. So far, with the help of CT guidance, my competent interventional radiologist has never had problems getting access. However, this time the 7-inch needle wasn't exactly cooperating with him. He was hitting bone or tough tissue where there didn't appear to be any. He must have bent the needle or something because he had to pull out and get a new needle. It took twice as long as usual, but thanks to lidocaine, it was tolerable. I was worried if I'd be sore the next day because of all the poking and prodding. Surprisingly, I wasn't. I'm fortunate as well to avoid all the dreaded spinal headaches and other negative side effects some experience. So now I'm set for another 4 months. Glad it's done, not looking forward to doing it all over again in April. At least the roads should be better. Where are you at in your Spinraza journey? How's it going for you? Do you feel it's becoming routine, or is it always an adventure? Go to smanewstoday.com/forums to share. Have a great day, everyone.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. I'm Michael Morale, Senior Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.